This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Joining us from Greenville, South Carolina, Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chaired the House Benghazi Committee, who uncovered the existence of Clinton's personal email account back in March of 2015. So, sir, we want to get your take on the latest developments. There's this letter here from Senate Democratic Minority Leader Harry Reid, who stepped into the fight over FBI Director James Comey's letter. And writing to Comey yesterday, Reid said this: "Your actions in recent months have demonstrated a disturbing double standard for the treatment of sensitive information with what appears to be a clear intent to aid one political party over another. I'm writing to inform you that my office has determined that these actions may violate the Hatch Act, which bars FBI officials from using their official authority to influence an election." What's your reaction to that?
Just how laughable that is. It was the Attorney General who met with the spouse of the target of an investigation on the tarmac, and the president himself prejudged the outcome of the investigation during the pendency of the investigation, and Senator Reid didn't write a letter to either one of them about the Hatch Act. I mean, President Obama is actively campaigning right now for a candidate for president. And that doesn't violate the Hatch Act. So how Jim Comey supplementing his record before Congress violates the Hatch Act is just laughable.
Don't you love Trey Gowdy? He is so brilliant. He understands and he knows all this. Of course, he's an attorney, so he appreciates all the legalese. And let's not even talk about, which bothers me, and why even to this day that Harry Reid has any place whatsoever is beyond me. If you remember, it was in 2011 that he told everybody, lied in the well of the Senate about Mitt Romney and his tax situation. And, of course, they're just going absolutely, catatonic and everything else, that apoplectic over not having Donald Trump's, tax reports and his filings. I'm not sure that many of them probably, I mean, they can't even bother to read an Obama, the Obamacare 2,600 pages, much less all the regulations that go along with it. Probably less than 1% after it was all said and done actually read the bill, even though Nancy Pelosi says, hey, we got to pass it to find out what's in it. Surprise, like some sort of jack in the box. But anyway, getting back to Harry Reid, he is laughable. And if you remember, after he lied in the well of the Senate about Mitt Romney, and then he kind of laughed about it. So, well, he didn't get elected anyway. So, talk about the double standard. Just talk about how do you even get to that point to suggest that he can say whatever he wants and lie about something and say, well, hey, all's fair in love and war in politics, as they say. It's business as usual. See, this is why the drain needs to be swamped, because you have that kind of mentality and that kind of culture that takes place from the leader. Keep in mind, he was the leader of the Senate at the time who said this, that it's all justified. And meanwhile, it's business as usual. He just keeps on, doing his bidding on behalf of the people. He gets all his special privileges because we're so fortunate to have Harry Reid, because he's just a brilliant person, and we're all a bunch of mushrooms out here. And we just are so dependent on people like Harry Reid. So, yes, it is more than laughable. It's actually disgusting, this whole situation. And we're going to talk. We got Bob Beaupre, the former congressman out of Colorado, coming up in just a moment. And we're going to talk more about all this stuff. A lot of it is, things that you're thinking about. And I think, what Trey Gowdy brought up was something that people I've been hearing a lot go, wait a minute, how does a president of the United States get to use, all the privileges of the office and go campaign on behalf of somebody? How do they do it? You know, would that be a, you know, would that be a violation? I think maybe that's up for an argument. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We got more coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, that's what it's all about here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the show. Thank you for joining us and being part of the team to do what we can. 7 out of 10 of us agree we're on the wrong track. I say great observation. Now let's talk about what being on the right track looks like, okay? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, the former congressman out of Colorado. Yes, dairy farmer, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, I should say former, and political analyst, the one and the only, Bob Beaupre is with us. Robert, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. I hope you're doing good.
Hey, doing tremendous. Are you kidding me? I mean, how much fun are we having now in this game of politics, huh?
Well, I think over the last many months, you and I have said many times, this one's going to be strange. Well, it has lived up to its billing.
Yeah, it just keeps on going. You can't believe this deal. Well, Comey surprised everybody, gave a lifeline to one Donald Trump, as if Julian Assange hadn't already given several. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget the Veritas video as well. I mean, Hillary Clinton is surrounded by her own web of lies, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And, you know, we've seen the Clinton playbook played out in the last several days, several weeks, where it's always somebody else's fault. But, you know, on this, especially on the revelation that Comey notified Congress, the FBI investigation is open again. Mm-hmm. As he was obliged to do, by the way. She has nobody to blame but herself.
Right.
So had she, I guess we could go back to, had she not even set up a home cooked server and tried to hide everything from the government she swore she would not hide things from, had she not exposed classified information, had she not lied to Congress, had she not lied to the FBI, had she not committed all these various mistakes, I'll be polite and call them mistakes, mm-hmm. We wouldn't be here. She wouldn't be here. So this is all of her own doing and really gets down to what we've known for about 30 years now. The Clintons believe that they don't have to play by the rules. They don't have to follow the law, and they can somehow always get away with it. I hope and pray she doesn't always get away with it. This is not a good lady, and you know, character still should matter, and especially when you're choosing a president, and when you think that you're above the law, when you think that you can lie and get away with it, that's not the kind of person you want to put in the Oval Office.
Well, Bob, you know, what I'm hearing very little of is the social impact that this has. I mean, we're voting for somebody for president who, you know, you say you want to be nice because you're a gentleman, and I'm the same way. I can't believe that, you know, when we talk about the president, the highest office in the land, and we've been doing this for the last 8 years, and now somebody who has aspirations for it, that you know, that the term liar is being associated with the president. And, here's another one. I don't know if you caught this or not, but Google, and I don't know if this was sheer, you know, serendipity, accident, or whatever, but for several hours on Sunday, if you just Googled pathological lying because you want to know what it was because it keeps coming up, guess whose picture? I mean,
whose face shows up?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when we were kids growing up, remember we would talk about in the dictionary, under pathological lying, you know, there would be her picture. Google had her picture up there. I mean, it's like, oops.
Yeah, and, oops indeed.
And here's Google, who has been on Team Clinton all along. They've done everything they could within their power to orchestrate her popularity and put her in position. You talk about putting the thumb on the scale when it comes to Google. They have all been complicit in this whole situation. And now they accidentally tie in her face to pathological lying. That's hysterical.
Well, I applaud you for even bringing it up. It really started with her husband. You know, his scandals, I guess we don't have to recount. People know him. Those were supposed to be forgiven or at least ignored and excused away because they were personal, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we think back over our nation's history, and it wasn't only the fact that we believed in an idea of individual liberty, an idea that our laws were based on Judeo-Christian principles, that our rights came from our Creator, that there was something bigger than ourselves. We had a responsibility to something far bigger than ourselves, all of which goes back to, yes, we believed in freedom, an ordered liberty, if you will.
Right.
But we also believed that character mattered, integrity and trust.
Exactly.
And ethics. And beginning really with Bill Clinton, and at a time, you know, I know how young I was then, during the age of relativism. It feels good, do it.
Right.
And you know what, if I like it, it must be okay.
That's right. You got to love the one you're with, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
So society was forgiving of his mistakes, infidelity, scandals, and much as they'd like to be forgiven for all of their own individual scandals and mistakes. But America was never about our leaders not having made mistakes, not having some vices. It was, though, about, even with those vices and mistakes and human failings, our leaders at least still had a sense of right and wrong and propriety.
Exactly.
And now none of that is supposed to matter. If it matters anywhere, it certainly ought to matter inside the office of the most powerful person in the world, the leader of the most powerful nation in the world. And, you know, that, I think that's what's gnawing at so many people right now when you consider Hillary. And I guess we ought to be honest and say that Donald got a few of those himself.
Right.
But Donald Trump, I don't believe, is as corrupt, as pathological as Hillary Clinton. And to his credit, he has surrounded himself with some good people. I put a lot of hope and faith in that. I give him credit for that. She has not. On the other hand, she surrounds herself with many of the same as her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's quite interesting. If you remember, Michelle Obama, back in 07, said something to the effect that if you can't run your own household, how can you run the White House, right? And now what people have to remember is where that came from. That whole concept of running your own house, then you can't expect to run a house of higher office. It comes from the Bible. And associated with that whole concept are all things that have to say about character. And so even though our founding fathers, and we all understand nobody is perfect, there are some basic expectations when it comes to, you know, being a leader, because you're going to have an influence on society. And dare I say, Bill Clinton has had his influence. I mean, I believe he ignited at least in our lifetime, a second sexual revolution that people do not want to talk about, but he did. And now Hillary, followed by Barack Obama, is telling all these young people that everything is more than relative, and it's also that you can lie about it as long as you can get away with it.
I couldn't agree more.
We got to go to break. Bob Bupre with us. More from Bob right after this. Stay with us, America.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all?
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just- Just the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with a former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Beaupre, continues. Bob, with, you know, this being as what they're calling the longest week for one Hillary Clinton, I would say the media and all her supporters, with what's going on, I mean, you know, surrounded by the release of WikiLeaks, and Julian Assange says, get ready. We've got something else coming that is going to be the death knell for her. And, you know, I started to say that, you know, my dad used to always say to me, he said, one thing about lying, not only do you have to have a great memory, but there's always one too many lies that finally opens up the dam and exposes you. I don't know if we're quite there yet with Hillary Clinton, because I've never been, you know, around someone in this kind of context where, you know, the lies keep on coming and people just choose to ignore the obvious.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. I when all of this kind of started anew, the Julian Assange leaks and now the Comey notification to Congress of a new investigation, Claudia said, "My, this might do her in." Well, we'll wait and see. It's obvious if you follow the polls. I know you do. I follow them meticulously. They are getting tight. Trump still has an uphill battle.
No doubt.
Polls, of course, are a look backward, not forward. So where he, I will say that he undoubtedly has the momentum right now. If he can somehow capture a state like Florida, Ohio, and he almost got to run the table on some of these so-called swing states.
Exactly.
But it is still doable, and it's much more doable than it was 3-4 weeks ago. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I'm sure the downline is excited with what's happening right now, too, because they, in a sense, have been given another lifeline, haven't they?
Absolutely. You mean down ticket?
Down ticket, down ballot. Campaign. Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, a guy like Pat Toomey has to be thrilled that this thing's tightening up, because he's in the fight of his life, and as are many others. And if people say, well, wait a minute, it's all about the presidency, isn't it? No, it isn't. This is about... you know, if the Republicans can't maintain the majority of the United States Senate, you not only have a new Senate president, a lot of people aren't Mitch McConnell fans. I get that.
Right.
But it means that Chuck Schumer's in charge. It means Elizabeth Warren is almost certainly a chairman of a major committee like Senate Finance and Banking. It means that, that Bernie Sanders probably gets a committee chairmanship, and on and on and on. It is a dramatic shift. And you would have, if Hillary wins as well, you'd have Hillary with a Democrat-controlled Senate to just, I mean, wreak havoc.
Yes.
And push through all of her judicial appointments, which to me is absolutely enough. People needed any reason to vote against her, vote for Donald Trump. It ought to be the Supreme Court, which will be around
without a doubt
for the lifetime of most of my kids and grandkids. It is a big deal.
Not to mention, Bob, that you got Barack Obama willing to the former Secretary of State his pen and his cell phone for executive orders.
Yeah, you got all the precedents, bad precedents that he established. You know, Donald Trump says, I'll overturn him on day one, which I believe he would do. You know what she will do. She'll just double down.
Without a doubt.
This is worse. Hillary, I am absolutely convinced, as bad as Barack Obama has been, and I wasn't just joking when I and many other people said that Jimmy Carter's got to be happy.
Right, exactly. You and me both.
I am convinced she would not only be a horrible president from a policy, ideological standpoint, the abuse of executive order, I think she really is one of the most corrupt, if not the most corrupt, person to ever seek this office, certainly in our lifetime.
Well, what surprises me, Bob, is that with all the revelation, and this has been out there for almost a year now, what Peter Schweizer put out about the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative, and how they ignore that. I mean, and there are other things that are minor in comparison, and the mainstream media is going nuts about this, calling, you know, on you know, declaring treasonous actions and that sort of thing. And you go, well, how do you reconcile Secretary of State working out a deal to where 20% of the production of our uranium? Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, that's involved in the weaponization of nuclear bombs. But 20% of that now goes to the Russians, and that's not regarded.
Yeah. It'd be different if maybe it went to Canada or the Brits. It goes to Russia,
yes.
Vladimir Putin. It's absolutely absurd. Benghazi seems to be forgotten news. I meant to say earlier, and probably should bring up in this whole thing. What the remaining question really is, does the straw ever break the back of the camel in Clinton's case? Will enough people finally say, all right, I finally get it. I've had it. I'm done with the Clintons, and I'm going to go with the other guy. I don't know, and that's the question I raised with my wife when all this broke, is will this finally be the time when people take the scales from their eyes and say enough is enough, and you know the truth shall be revealed.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it looks like the tightening of the polls that some are at least coming around.
Well, you know what I'm concerned about, Bob, was, and this thought came as I was thinking about having you on the show, is that with so much focus on this presidential election, could we possibly be missing something as important or even more important than choosing the president? I mean, we're distracted right now as a country. You know, you start seeing some border breakthroughs. I mean, you hear reports where people are breaking into the country en masse. They're overwhelming our security report there. The Syrian refugees now, it's being reported that almost, I think it's 99% of these refugees, all Muslims. The people that are being attacked there in the Middle East, in Syria, are Christians. I mean, they've been absolutely annihilated. It is disgusting. It is heartbreaking to see what's happened to the Christians, to the Yazidis, and, you know, the Christians there in the Nineveh province. What's happened to them, and they're not the ones that are being set free. It's Muslims, and along with them are many young men of fighting age coming in, and we've been told that they would be masked and covered by this refugee program. And then you have Hillary saying, well, 10,000 isn't enough. And she tells a private group that, you know, she could handle, you know, she could see a 500,000 people coming in.
Right.
And a country without borders. I mean, what? I mean, here's this globalist mindset. But all that being said, it's like I'm just sensing there could be something else that we're not seeing here.
Oh, I think you're right. And our opponents, and if we've learned any lessons going back to 9/11 and even before, it ought to be when we create a vacuum, we show our soft underbelly. We've got enemies around the world that will attack it. And we are clearly vulnerable right now. We've got a lame duck president who doesn't want to do anything anyway. And we are completely consumed by this presidential election. So is there an opportunity? Yes. I have enough faith in both our military, law enforcement, certainly our intelligence community. I don't think they've taken their eye off the ball. But they need a lot of help, and they're not getting it from leadership.
Well, I sense when it comes to the military, it's almost like a little bit that went on and that James Comey has experienced, and that is that you almost had an inside coup going on because you're so off the ball. I mean, we talk about a country that's off the rails. How about these different agencies? You've got people of integrity looking and going, wait a minute, we're just going all in the wrong direction, and we continue to make choices that do not protect and support the ideology of these agencies that heretofore have been the backbone of it.
Well, and many of those people reading the writing on the wall.
Exactly. Well, Bob, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, as always. Bob Beaupre on Bill Martinez Live, former congressman, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. Thank you, Robert.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
You know, sometimes it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, this was from the 60s, and, you know, a lot has not changed since then. As they say, there's nothing new under the sun. And you just wonder, you know, how bad does it have to get? But, ladies and gentlemen, if it's going to change, it's going to be up to me and you. The man, the woman in the mirror, it's our responsibility. Our government is where it is today because we've allowed it to get there. This is what it means when our founder said this is a government of, for, and by we the people. We're the ones that are responsible, and we can do something about it come 1 week from today, even though we've got something somewhere between 20 and estimates as high as 24 million people have already voted. I voted before I left the East Coast myself. So I'm one of those early voters as well. Well, it is time for the Good News Grill. Yes, Samantha Mills Mao is with us. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you can see her happy little and beautiful picture there, Sam's Corner. And in fact, that's where she sent her husband to. You know, he says, well, I want to see what you look like, you know. And she says, well, just go to my website and you can see my happy little picture. And boy, I'll tell you, just melted his knees. And now they're living happily ever after with their four dogs there in North Carolina. How good is that, Sam, huh?
Oh, I love it.
Am I taking a little liberality with your love story, am I?
Oh, no, not at all. And you know, the first dog was my idea, but the last three have all been him.
Okay, yeah, well, he wants a plethora, so I think he's trying to catch up with the Lolo girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, who, you know, just has a throng. She's beyond plethora. It's now a throng. Hey, we're here to talk about these viral videos, and that's what Samantha Mills Mao is identified with, is these viral videos. And when you go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, they're all right there. So if you miss them, you go, oh, yeah, I want to get that. And well, it's all right there as a ready-made reference for you. And the first one this morning that we got to talk about is a four-year-old befriending a lonely man that helps him heal after losing his wife. I mean, is this special? I mean, this kid's like a Renaissance kid, four-year-old, to understand that this lonely man needed something, and, you know, he had it, right?
That's right. Nora Wood was at the grocery store in Augusta, Georgia, with her mom, and, you know, it was actually Senior Citizen Day, so there was many older people around, but she said that Nora zeroed in on this man. She's turning 4 years old. And his name's Mr. Dan. And she walked up to him at first and it's like, hey, mister, it's my birthday today. And she kind of ends up talking to him and it's a really sweet exchange. But then, you know, they kind of wrap things up and start walking away. And a few minutes later, she looks at her mom. She's like, do you think I could take a picture with him? So she goes back and she's like, well, he couldn't be that far. She goes back and finds Mr. Dan. And he just makes his day. And whenever somebody who recognized Mr. Dan saw the story on Facebook, they explained that this was like a special thing for him because his wife had passed away in March. And they said that's the first time they've seen him smile in months. This unlikely friendship has formed here, and this little girl's best friend is this older man, and, you know, she's coming over and bringing him pictures, and he said he felt like maybe his wife had, brought
her. Center. Yeah, exactly. Well, how precious. I mean, again, we're reminded about relationships, about our own humanity, and just a smile, in this case, a four-year-old, saying, hey, let me take a picture with you, and, to help a man dealing and healing after losing his wife. What a sweet story. Now, you have a 92-year-old woman who couldn't stop smiling while listening to Willie Nelson sing her song. What is this about?
Okay, that's right. Mrs. Rhodes, actually, she wrote a song. She got her big break. Her name's Lindell Rose. She's 92 years old, and she wrote a song called Little House on the Hill. And so, you know, you can imagine she's hearing it for the first time. And her son's actually in the music business. His name's Buddy Cannon. He's worked with different people like Kenny Chesney and George Strait and Reba McEntire. So he had seen the song that she wrote about her childhood home. And he wrote some music to go along with it and sent it to Willie Nelson. And a few hours later, he got back an email and Willie's like, let's cut it.
Yes. So, oh, wow.
You're watching this 92-year-old woman listening to Willie Nelson sing her song for the first time, and you can just see her slippers just bouncing up and down to the beat as he goes along. And it's just a really cool thing to see because, you know, people are accomplishing things all the time. She's still writing. She's still doing things. And, you know, hey, if she's never had a hit song, maybe this one will be it.
Can you imagine at 92? It ain't over yet. I'm still writing songs. I'm going to have a hit song yet. I'm going to get Willie Nelson to sing this song. Why not, huh?
That's right.
Well, bless her heart. Wow. What a neat story and what it must have meant for her. I mean, you know, we all want validation. We all want acknowledgement and recognition for the things we do. And even if it's an avocation like it is for this woman, but obviously it's within her. I mean, her son is demonstrating it, and I'm sure she's very proud of him and what he's been able to accomplish. And now here's mom at 92 years old. Wow.
That's right.
Well,
and, I mean, for him to recognize her talent, too, and he obviously loves his mom a lot, so... it's a really touching song, too, if you get a chance to listen. I can't get it out of my head.
That's great. Okay, well, that's what you have to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. This is all part of, you know, part of the deal. Go to BillMartinezLive.com and click on the link. The 92-year-old woman couldn't stop smiling while listening to Willie Nelson sing her song. Go to Sam's Corner. That's where it'll be at. And then you can tap your foot along with her and be blessed and join in on the affirmation of this 92-year-old woman along with Willie Nelson. Well, good fun. You've got a story of a six-year-old responding to a kid calling his brother with autism weird that has gone viral. Tell us about that.
Well, Lex Camarelli was told by her brother, by one of her classmates, that her brother was weird. And, you know, Lex's brother actually has autism.
Mm.
And she didn't argue with her classmate or get upset. She just came home and she told her mom. She's like, maybe people need to understand what autism is so they don't, you know, think it, because he's not weird. He's just different.
Yeah.
He just has a disability. And so
smart girl.
Writing this
6-year-old smart girl. Yes, exactly.
Very smart. And she ends up writing a letter to the school, and she's saying that she felt very sad because the girl in her class thought her brother was weird, but she said, autism's not weird. I just think it'd be great for us to learn about it in school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how wise on her part. She didn't react with anger or anything like that or calling names. She just explained what it was. And she understood the people who haven't been exposed to children like that or children with a disability like that, if that's mm-hmm. what you want to call it. You know, they wouldn't understand that he's
exactly.
just different. And how much would she be helping her brother out by helping people understand him and just opening doors for everybody? So this letter just took off for little Lex, and she's definitely a very compassionate little girl. I've noticed a lot of siblings of children with some kind of disability or struggle. They seem to be very compassionate people themselves.
Well, they grow up with it, and they understand it. To her point, she's wise at 6 years old. Really, this is ignorance. You come against ignorance with some information, and she did this in a very compassionate sort of way, and she had the capacity within her own heart to accept
right.
that people are ignorant, and they could be better in knowing, and her brother could be better in appreciating and being around people who do know, right? Because that's what he's at home. I mean, they grew up with it. So bless her heart to be able to see this. Our final story here is stray dogs lead a bachelor guys to her 7 newborns, and they adopt them all. What's all this?
Well, these bachelor guys were cooking bacon, and a mama dog showed up at the door. So whenever she came there, she wouldn't come in, and they ended up following her and finding her 7 puppies.
Mm.
There's 8 guys. They adopted the mom and 7 puppies, and it's kind of like a happily ever after story.
What?
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? There's 7
yes.
guys, or 8 guys, 8 puppies, and they all ended up getting rescued. And she wouldn't leave without them rescuing that dog. So,
well, there you go, ladies. You're looking for bachelors that must love dogs. Here you are. You got a perfect example, right, Sam?
That's
Samantha
right.
Mills Mal, the good news girl on Bill Martinez Live. Just go to our website and check her out, Sam's Corner, and be in touch with her if you've got an idea or a suggestion. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As a company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is the leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I know a lot of you are probably saying, hey, I'd be happy to clap along after next week, after we get all this behind us. But we got to get through it. It is the American way. It is the process. So, you know, hey, welcome aboard. If we're going to get this country back on track, all hands on deck is required. And thank you for joining along and being a part of the good fight on behalf of this great republic. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's Republican critics commonly bash him for his position on foreign policy, a statement that America's response to attacks on NATO allies would, if he were president, depend on those countries' record of meeting their NATO obligations, strikes them as irresponsible, even un-American. They say it goes against the tradition of American foreign policy since the Truman administration. Critics claim this is another side of Trump's ignorance on foreign policy that would endanger national security and threaten both America and our allies. So I ask you, who is right, Trump or his critics? Well, Dr. Kevin Gutzman is with us, a New York Times bestselling author of 5 books, including James Madison and The Making of America, and the soon-to-be-released Thomas Jefferson Revolutionary, which is going to come out in January of next year. He is a professor and chairman in the Department of History at Western Connecticut State University. Dr. Kevin Gutzman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thank you so much for coming on, talking about NATO. I know there's so much to talk about this, you know, with this election, and, you know, we could focus just about on any topic. But NATO keeps cycling in, especially in light of, you know, what we hear and been reading. And Doug Schoen, in his new book, talks about Putin's desire to dismantle NATO. So you might question whether or not Trump is playing into the hands of the vision that even Vladimir Putin has for NATO.
Well, it seems to me that there are two questions here. One is whether we want to annoy Putin gratuitously. That is, whether it's just a good thing to annoy the Russian government. The other one is, what is in America's interest? You know, in the 90s, in the wake of the end of the Soviet Union, the United States agreed with the Russian government that it would not extend, it would not expand NATO up to the borders of Russia, and yet we've done exactly that. So currently, for the first time in about 400 years, Russia has hostile countries on its borders. And it's not surprising that the Russians would not take kindly to that when we told them that we wouldn't be doing that. And that was actually one condition of Russia's allowing what had been other parts of the Soviet Union to become independent countries. Mm-hmm. They thought that, well, we'll have these peaceful neighbors, and NATO will be over there, Germany and West, and this can be a new kind of happy Europe. Instead, the United States decided to try to incorporate as much of former Warsaw Pact and the Soviet Union into NATO as possible, I think for no good reason. So, for example, consider this. Currently, the United States has made a pledge and is bound by the NATO treaty that in case the Russian government decides to invade Estonia, we will threaten nuclear war with the Russians. So, in other words, if Estonia, which is about as populous as Rhode Island and about the same size, were invaded by the Russians, we would like to see Chicago and L.A. and New York obliterated. I put it to you that makes absolutely zero sense. There's no reason for it at all. It was an unthinking decision. And in fact, through virtually all of American history, Estonia has been either part of the Russian Empire or part of the Soviet Union, and that hurt the United States exactly zero. So why we made these pledges is something that people ought to ask. The other thing is Trump's actual argument is, you know, have 28 members of NATO. The United States pays far more in defense costs than any other country. And you might say, well, the United States has a bigger economy than any of these other countries. But what I mean is it pays a far larger share of its GDP for defense than any of these other countries. So, for example, if you take 27 other NATO countries, one of them, Iceland, spends zero on defense, zero. Then there are over a dozen countries that spend under 1% of GDP on defense. Then you have all but three of the remaining countries that spend under 2% on defense. The United States spends 3.6%. of GDP on defense. Why should we do this? Why should the United States be borrowing money to pay to defend European countries that aren't paying anything to defend themselves?
Exactly.
In fact, there are a couple of, there are two of those countries in NATO that have higher per capita GDP than we do. That is, they're wealthier than we are. Both of them are in the under 1% category. So I put it to you that Trump's exactly right. He should say, you know what, from now on, at worst, we're not going to be bound to you unless you're bound to us. If you don't live up to your treaty obligations, why should we consider we have treaty obligations? And as I said before, I think we should completely reconsider all these foolish moves to expand NATO to Russia's border. Again, nuclear war for Romania? I don't have anything against Romania, but we have essentially no trade with them. There almost no Americans are Romanian. It doesn't matter to the United States whether Romania is an independent country. I actually don't think that Russia would go off and invade Romania, but that we should pledge, a threat of nuclear war in case Russia were to try to intimidate or use military force against Romania strikes me as just absurd.
Well, you know, and on one hand, Kevin, let's go back here a little bit and think about when the United States took away and exposed Poland by removing a defense shield there. And so we're almost like schizophrenic. I mean, we do one thing that tells the Russians, hey, we're gonna work with you, and then the next thing we do something else that is quite contradictory. I mean, what does that tell the Russians? That we need another reset button?
Well, you said before that people have said that Trump's public comments about this have shown that he doesn't understand American tradition, that this NATO membership and infinite expansion of NATO is part of American tradition. But again, I put it to you that this is contrary to American tradition. The American tradition from George Washington to World War II was no entangling alliances. Peace,
right.
Commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none, said Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And why was that a good idea? Well, because Jefferson thought, Madison thought, Washington thought, if you have foreign alliances, you have those friends, but you also get all of their enemies. That means you get more wars. It means you
right.
have more government spending, more government borrowing, more secrecy in government, more authority in the executive instead of in the legislative branch. Essentially, what you do is you completely distort your own governmental system. Now, of course, Washington, Madison, Jefferson, they didn't know what our government today was going to look like, but isn't it exactly what they warned it would be if we had
exactly.
foreign policy?
Well, no doubt about it. And the thing is that, you know, the beauty of having an outsider involved here is you got a new set of eyes. And even from a business perspective that says, you know, he looks at it in terms of what's the return on investment for all that we're putting in? What are we getting back out of this? And why not? I mean, you know, what good business people do is they look at where a company sits today. And especially in this case, it's easy because you know, you got 7 out of 10 Americans going, we're on the wrong track. Well, when did we make a wrong turn that took us off the wrong track? And Donald Trump seems to be the only one that's asking that question, don't you think?
Well, certainly the four remaining. Well, actually, Gary Johnson makes similar noises about these questions, but mm-hmm. he doesn't get much attention.
Right.
But yeah, certainly if you're looking at this appointment against Mr. Trump, Mrs. Clinton is committed to doubling down on these things. Her campaign's response to any negative development on the campaign trail is to have verbal attacks on the Russians. I mean, mm. Does this make any sense?
Right.
So
no,
the idea,
no.
3 months from now, she's supposed to, or 2 months, a little over 2 months from now, she wants to be the president, and then she'll come into office having spent a year just insulting the Russians and saying all kinds of unfounded and negative things about them. I think.
Well, maybe she's hoping that they'll see it as her bifurcated personality. After all, she has that private and then she has that public personality. So maybe they'll give her some allowance for that.
Well, that's a funny thing, too, because, of course, when Trump early on in his campaign echoed Richard Nixon's madman strategy, that is, said that he didn't want foreign countries necessarily to know how we would respond to crises.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Clinton's people said, oh, that's terribly irresponsible, even though, again, it was the Nixon-Kissinger position at the height of the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're right. Mrs. Clinton has made clear that if you're a wealthy donor and you come to her with some high-dollar event, you're going to get one account of things. And if you're if you're the average Joe or Jane, you're going to hear something entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the feeling that the Russian government knows more of the private Clinton than we do.
Right. Well, regarding NATO, because we got about a minute left here, let's sum this up here. Is Donald Trump right in asking for the NATO allies to carry their, you know, to help and carry some of their own water here?
Well, it's a treaty, and they own it up to it. So why do we consider, you know, we continue to dive further and further into this gigantic debt, and a lot of the money we're spending is going to defending countries that aren't paying money to defend themselves, that they are bound by treaties with us to spend. It's nonsensical, I
right.
think.
Well, it's kind of like the United Nations, isn't it? I mean, the United States got the big pockets, so we're the ones in the hosting country, so we're expected to pay more, and somehow we carry the day for all these countries. But you're right. I think it's about time to look at that, and this is what Donald Trump and, you say, even Gary Johnson is questioning as well. Dr. Kevin Gutzman, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
My name is Liam. I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.